Wednesday, June 30th, 2021. We've got ourselves an imam. The imam is just beloved by the world. So here we go. It is a 15-minute imam, broken up into 3-minute segments. So anyone unfamiliar with the imam protocol, imam stands for every minute on the minute. And all that means is with a running clock, you have a task or an amount of work assigned to each minute window. And you just accomplish whatever that is. And you note the score, and then you rest the remaining amount of time. So for example, on this particular imam, minute one is 30 seconds of kettlebell snatches, minute two, 30 seconds of burpees, minute three, 30 seconds of toes to bar. So for example, in that minute one, 30 seconds, you're just doing 30 seconds of work, 30 seconds of kettlebell snatches. However many reps you get, you note it down, you rest the remaining time. You don't just start going right into whatever the next thing is. So you rest the remaining time. When the clock ticks minute two, do 30 seconds of burpees, note your reps, rest until the next minute begins. When minute three begins, 30 seconds of toes to bar. Certainly don't need to be unbroken. Note your score, rest, and then when the next minute rolls around, you're back to the beginning, and you're doing 30 seconds of kettlebell snatches. So you'll rotate through this 3-minute cycle 5 times over the course of the 15-minute imam. The kettlebell snatches, you choose the loading, and that's alternating arms each repetition. So you choose the load, you choose the load. Your score is just total reps at the end of this imam. Add up the kettlebell snatches and the burpees and the toes to bar. You get one big number. We've got videos showing the kettlebell snatch, the burpee, as well as the kipping toes to bar. Super fitness robot for this. 10 or more snatches per 30-second window, 10 or more burpees per 30-second window, 15 reps or more in the 30-second window for toes to bar. More likely, 6 or more snatches in 30 seconds, 6 or more burpees in 30 seconds, and then 10 reps or more toes to bar in the 30-second window. Scaled option. You can scale down the kettlebell load to very light, so ideally you'll be able to do that as well. Just slow down the burpees. Ideally you can do those as well. It'll probably be the toes to bar that some people just aren't there yet, can't do them, and so that could be a reason to modify for this. So for this one, for the scaled option, imam 15 minutes. Minute one, 30 seconds of kettlebell snatches. You choose the load. Minute two, 30 seconds of burpees. And then minute three is 30 seconds of hanging knee raises or sit-ups. We've got a video showing the hanging knee raise or the sit-up. For the limited equipment option, their workout is the exact same as the workout of the day. However, instead of kettlebell snatches, they're doing 30 seconds of dumbbell power snatches, alternating arms each rep. And we have a video showing the dumbbell power snatch. No equipment workout. 15-minute imam. Minute one, 30 seconds of glute bridges. Minute two, 30 seconds of burpees. Minute three, 30 seconds of V-ups. Scores again, total reps. Video showing the V-up. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Handstand holds and or walking. This is accumulate 2 to 4 minutes open floor or against a wall, or you can just practice your handstand walking. Second part of the optional accessory work. 200 double unders in as few sets as possible. If you don't have double unders yet, substitute that with just 5 minutes of double under attempts and practice, and we've got a video showing that movement. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the kneeling layback, the pec stretch laying on your side, and the cobra stretch for the old abs. All of those have videos. Each of those you'll hold a minute or two. That's it. Tomorrow's a rest day for most of us. I highly encourage you to take it. I love my rest days, and I will see you back here the following day for more training.